Yeah, hi guys. How have you guys been? How is life? How is everything?
Yeah,
that's another episode, and we are glad to have you all back listening to us. Yeah, Mr. Bafo is really smiling a lot today. I don't know what's happening. Maybe he would want to tell us. Maybe he would want to tell us what's happening. So, Mr. Bafo, why the plenty smiles?
You. But we are trying to not do that. It's giving some a, but we are already
starting. You let people look for me.
Yeah, let them look for you. I don't mind.
You don't mind?
No, I don't mind. Okay. So what's on your mind? What should we talk about?
We should talk about purpose. Yeah.
Okay. Some guy, one of my friends, okay. He told me, someday he called me, he's like a prophet kind of. I believe him that he's a prophet.
Okay.
So he called me someday, then he was telling me, I don't know, we're talking about something, then I was telling him that, Charlie, me personally, as I'm here, I don't even know exactly what my...
Your purpose is.
Yeah. And okay. He was like, he does, but he's not going to...
Tell you.
Yeah, about it. But he knows that, like, then I think I was forcing him, then he mentioned something about me helping people. And I believed it, because that's the way it is. Like, you just have to believe.
How long has this been?
Like, 2 years or something. 2 years, between 2 years, like 2 years or 3 years ago, in the morning in my room, we're just video calling me. He just video called me.
Okay.
And then we're talking about something. Then I just mentioned that. I just blurted it out, actually. But me, as I did here, like...
You want to know?
I don't know what exactly, like, my purpose is. Then he said, you know, he told me, I was like, I don't know that I'm supposed to be a pastor or I'm supposed to work.
Maybe you're supposed to be a pastor.
No, I don't feel. I don't feel.
You don't
like
have to feel like it. Trust
no,
me.
No, I have to feel like it.
You don't have to feel like
how,
it.
How will I
know? It can that? Just happen when God is calling you. He doesn't wait for your feelings.
Yeah.
So okay. It can just happen. Yeah, so just get ready.
Okay.
Helping people could be ministry.
Yeah, or it could be like it's a kind of ministry, but it's not the same as like.
Why are you avoiding the altar? Why are you avoiding it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any reason?
Well, one of the reasons is that I don't think that like I can be a pastor forever.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So because of that, I just don't.
Why don't you think?
A pastor. I feel like if you're a pastor, you have to like advance. Maybe when you start, you can just be a normal pastor, but you cannot just be a normal pastor to forever. You have to advance, and I don't see myself
advancing
in being a pastor. Like one day I'll have a church, and members will come and see me on Tuesday afternoons. Like. That's the one thing that I don't. That's not what I want to find myself.
But your members, dude, I don't think they have to necessarily see you on Tuesday afternoon. Why Tuesday afternoon? Why? What happens?
Maybe Monday is after Sunday. You have to relax because Sunday will be a long day. So Monday, you know, come Tuesday, you come. Then the members will start them are court case, be something. Pray for them or marriage counseling.
And you think the grace of God cannot see you through that?
No,
stage?
I think that like. That system is not what, like, I don't see myself like God has given me some people, like, in a church setting in an area. No, I don't feel like that.
You don't feel like that. So what if God calls you and he grants you the grace?
If God calls me there, I'll have that feeling and so maybe when that time comes, we can refer back to this. Recording.
Yeah, I really can't wait because I think that's the purpose for your life. I think that's the purpose for your life. Okay. Yeah.
If that's God's
God
perfect will.
God has to call you and you do ministry, you help people and all of that, just as your friend said. But I don't know why he didn't want to tell you initially.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know, right?
So I think there's more to it. You should try and then... I mean, if your friend is not telling you, you can ask God. God doesn't hide stuff from us. He will tell you. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, hi guys. We are still here and we know you're still there. Yeah, so those are...
But why aren't you worried that, like, you're recording something like this with me, which is going to be online forever?
Why am I not worried?
Yeah.
Why am I not worried? I'm not worried because I don't think we are talking about bad stuff. And also, I think this is a very sensitive topic because a lot of people do not know their purpose. And they don't know how to go about it. And probably some people are tempted to asking fake pastors in quotes. Yeah, not knowing that they can actually go to God and then find out. Yeah, so yeah, we're talking about purpose. And if you don't know your purpose, you can find out from God. I mean, he's the one that created us.
How do you find out? Yeah.
You pray specific prayers. Okay, so God... Maybe I'm 30 years, God, I'm 50 years, God, I'm 90 years. But all my life, I think I've been living a kind of life that, I don't know, like, not stress per se, but then you feel like every time, every 24 hour passes, like, you're not fulfilled. Even if you're working or you're doing something that's giving you money, you're not getting that fulfillment. She gets it. Yeah. So you talk to God. Like, just as you are opposite me. Yeah, you can, in your room or something.
You're such a flirt.
You are, really? Yeah. With God? Oh, come on. No,
no,
with God,
with me. With me right now when you looked at me. Yeah.
For real? Anyway, guys, we are still talking about purpose.
Purpose, yes.
So, yeah, I think you can do that. And then specific prayers. You just tell God that, okay, so, bro, like, this is it. I want to know because... I mean, you created me for something. I have to do something for you. Yeah, so you ask him. He'll let you know.
So you know your purpose?
I know my purpose. Yeah, I think I do. I know my purpose.
Would you like to share your purpose?
My purpose?
Yes.
My purpose is to sing.
Sing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe I'm going to do this, but yeah. And even though I feel like I haven't gotten to the stage God wants me to get to, and with my singing, I don't think it's for big stages like the Travis Greens and the, yeah, I'm not going to mention any Ghanaian artists, I think. Yeah, but I don't think mine is like that. I just have to continue singing. Like, I don't have to stop singing. Yeah, and I don't want the stardom and everything, so I just have to keep on doing it. And then
I think you should record. You should record.
I should. No, that's the thing. The moment, do you know the reason I don't want to record?
Why?
Oh my God, I just pray. The person I don't want to listen to this. But anyway, I don't want to record because, one, I feel like the moment you record, you should have a YouTube channel. If I should record maybe my first single or something and I post it, and then God being so good, it is all over.
Uh-huh.
You'd be tempted to get another one,
yes,
and then push it. And it has to be... That's not the purpose God wants for my voice, like what he's given me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's not it. So I don't want to do that. That's why I don't want to record. But I would have to record one day though, because it's a gift and I'm very grateful. So the person, yeah... Shout out to Macarius Music. Yeah. Yeah. A very good man. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. So, guys, I'll record. But I mean, yeah, it's not going to be the...
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, you can record and just put it on the internet.
Who has... Okay.
Yeah. Because anyone at all can just find it and be blessed. So...
Okay, yeah, for the blessing, yeah.
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 And then that's like forever singing. If you record, it means that like you have sung a song forever.
Okay.
So.
Nope, not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh my goodness. Mr. Bafo is confused, but yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah. I think you need me in your life.
I need you in my life. Yeah. What do you mean? How?
I think I make you happy.
Oh yeah, you do. You really make me happy. Like, you really try, and I'm very grateful. I don't know if I've told you, I appreciate it a lot. Okay, yeah, so now I'm telling your listeners, yes, that I appreciate it a lot. Like, you really try. I feel like you go out of your way to, yeah. And I'm grateful. And you really encourage me. I don't know if I've told you. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Like, you push me to do stuff I don't want to do. I mean, I don't know what's going to say. I won't be doing this podcast thing, but yeah.
Thank you very much. And thank you for listening to me, because that's all that, like, that's the feedback, or that's the driving force, you listening to me. Like, you listening to me when... And Brakofi asked you to.
Now people are going to ask, who is Brakofi? Oh my goodness.
Talk to me about something, B. Then you did it. You actually did it. Something, B. Hello, guys. You did something, B. Something, B. Carol's completes this carol.
Oh, okay. The one we did at Soumya.
It's very. Someday I was thinking that the guy who videoed it and the guy who edited it, he did it because he probably also liked you.
Really? Messed up Buffo? Oh my goodness. No. No, I don't think so. We are all in the publicity, it seems so. Yeah. It's just work.
Yeah,
it's just work.
Charlie.
Strictly work.
Yeah.
I'm just jealous. Yeah, jealous man.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. So you see, like, it's feedback. Like, see, like, wow. I said it. You did it. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people liked the video, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think shout outs to you. You made it possible. I wouldn't have done it, I promise. I wouldn't have done it. Yeah. So I think I like that. I like that about you. You make me want to try stuff.
It's getting wet over here.
No, it's not. I don't think so. But yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about something else. Hey, it's not easy to do a podcast though, but we are doing it.
Yeah, we are doing it.
So, like, what field of work would you like to work in?
What field?
Yeah, of work. Would you like to work in, like, the corporate world, or you like to work as a sole proprietor?
And even if it's going to be corporate, I don't know. I would like to do something like maybe a company that's into fashion, okay. A company that's into modeling, a company
so
that's
top
into...
top three styles for 2024 for you so far?
Top three styles?
Yeah.
Like in fashion?
Yes, in fashion.
Styles?
Yes.
How am I supposed to talk about styles?
Just like say maybe the first style is like... beaded clothes. The second one is like, I don't know, what else do
fashion
I know about fashion?
Fashion, like, fashion is fashion. Anything beautiful, anything that
top three. Yes, first one is what,
in 2024?
Yeah,
for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No, you can't. I think March.
Denim.
Today's first March. Okay, denim.
Yeah, denim.
Okay.
Yeah, I see a lot of beautiful denim stuff. And I see a lot of beautiful denim, like the fabric itself, that I think I can use it for something.
Okay.
Yeah, so denim and then shoes.
What kind of shoes?
I like heels a lot too. Yeah, so maybe heels, and then colors. Yeah, colors and
weird colors.
Yeah, weird colors, but not the kind of blue you did the other time. No. Yeah, but then weird colors.
Anyway,
no, we're not talking about that, guys. No, we're not doing that today. No, not today. We're not talking about that today. So maybe another time.
Sure. Yeah. So, Do you like sweatpants? Like,
provided they are beautiful, sure.
Okay. Yeah, me, my top three styles for guys in 2024.
I think I can. Okay.
Okay. Just try. Go ahead. Try. Try. If it's true, I'll say yeah, it's true.
Shirts.
Wrong.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. If I say pants, I think pants will be too vague, right? Mm-hmm. So, I barely see you wear cargo pants.
Yeah, because nobody has bought some for me. I've not found some to buy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I shouldn't have mentioned this, but I'm going to do it. Do you know when I was coming here? I don't know. I think right from, maybe when we are going out, I'll show you. Okay. I think there's a curve.
Yeah.
There's a curve to where you're going to turn, to the lanes or something.
Okay.
I don't know if you know it. Yeah. Right on the curve, I don't know. Something was like, I should get you cargo pants. I promise.
But I have one, though. I have one.
I've never seen you in it.
Yeah. Oh, I have one, but... Yeah, so... But I think cargo pants is cool. It's cool. Yeah. And I like khaki. Khaki... I feel like khaki is, like, a very nice... Yeah. And then the last one, let me see. Fashion, man, fashion.
Long sleeves, short sleeves.
Yeah, if I can choose between shorts and long sleeves, what do you think short. I'll choose? Yeah.
You like to show your arms for some reason.
No, I don't like. I'd rather don't like looking too serious. I don't like it. Yeah. I like to feel casual.
But you can do long sleeves and still look casual.
It feels like... Well,
that's too serious.
Yeah, not like too serious, but it's like... Yeah. Like, I don't want anyone to notice me. I'd rather be like the casual person that's...
Then people are noticing your arms, gentlemen. Cover them up.
That's okay. But, well, I don't even think of myself that I have some arms.
Yeah, guys, I think you should see a picture.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Water is dripping from the AC.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah. It's not easy. But we are doing it.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm really proud of you right now. You've been able to hold... An eye contact. No, it's not even... Yeah.
With you.
Yeah, with me. You've been struggling. Like, guys, since I got here, you've been struggling. Like, you've been talking to me and now you're looking at the door. Like, what's there? Yeah. But now you've really tried and I'm impressed. Keep it up. Yeah. Now you're shy. Okay, so talk to us.
I feel sorry for you.
You feel sorry for me? Oh, how? Yeah, sorry.
I feel sometimes I think that you don't really know, what you're getting yourself into.
Okay, yeah, maybe I don't know. So unless you show me, how about you show me?
Yeah, oh, this is one of it. Like you being here at this time
and recording a podcast with you.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but you see, maybe you in your head, like you thought, I'm some calm guy, right?
I never thought you were calm. Never. I don't know. I just feel like when it comes to you, well, I don't even know. Like the first time I actually noticed you. But I've never thought of you as a calm guy. Like, never. Because I feel like I am not calm in my closet. Even though people think I am calm. Yeah, well, yes. I don't really talk to a lot of people. So that's how I saw you like me. I was like, nah, this guy, no.
But that's true, though. Like, I also think that you're like me. Is it good or bad?
It's no, no. No, I'm not like you. But you are like me. Yeah, I think that way should work. Yeah, so you're like me, but I'm not like you.
Okay.
Yeah. Just try to be too quiet and like you don't even want to give comments or anything. That's me on the regular, like me to outsiders.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Okay.
But you talk a lot, do you?
Yeah.
You misbehave a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someday I was so excited about some girls who I told my friend B that this some girl said that the way I drive is like it's no good, and she was serious about it, and I was surprised because I was just making a 10 and she was like no. I was like why. So later my friend was like, oh, like later I was complaining about the girl that, oh, this girl, she has done this. Then my friend was like, Charlie, make you no worry. Like, that's in Ankasa, you be too, like, you're too hot for her. So, like,
oh,
like hot as in, like, my blood is hot, like, because of the thing that I did that you were surprised. That's the girl was so surprised about that, like, and she was like, no. I was like, ah, so she's not even joking. She thinks that what I did was a... But I understand, like, this girl has not been anywhere. She doesn't know Butre. She doesn't even know where Ashali Butre is. So, yeah, it makes sense. But that's not good, though, because, you know, like, if you're not lucky, if you didn't meet someone like me, you might be easily, like, somebody can even kidnap you.
No, but I mean, if you have a friend that doesn't know Butre, like, you can just show her.
Do you know? See what you are doing.
What am I doing?
Now, you're making a thing about you, but it was about my friend.
No, I said if she doesn't know it, you can teach her.
What's the name of that area, Crown? Where the school is.
Which school?
The psychiatric, this thing.
The area?
Yeah.
Accra Psych?
No, not the Accra one. There's someone B. The name is just escaping me. It's at Oyarifa there.
Oyarifa.
Behind Oyarifa somewhere. Oh, yeah. But when the name comes, I'll tell you. Yeah, but that place, they take sex, like people who are pantine.
Pantine.
Do you know pantine?
Yeah, I know pantine. You know there? Yeah.
And you don't know Butre?
Oh, so you were talking about me. I thought you were talking about your friend.
Oh, yeah. It has mixed up. It's fine. What's your favorite food to cook?
Favorite food to cook? Granite soup. Yeah, I just enjoy cooking granite soup. I love it so much. Yeah, granite soup.
Okay. What food do you do for people? What's that magic food that, like, usually when someone eats your food and they eat that food, they're like, hey, Charlie, this food here, like, my other people can do it, but when I eat yours...
Well, first of all, I don't cook for people. If it's my family members, fine.
Your family granite members, soup. Granite soup.
Yeah.
With what, like chicken or... What?
Anything. Even if it's one fish, you love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Granite soup. I can just close my eyes and prepare it, and like it's everywhere. Yeah. Granite soup.
Okay. Let's end this episode.
Okay, guys. So we'll be back with another episode. Stay tuned with us. Bye.